October 6th, a fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19, verse 14. Rousseau once wrote, "What wisdom can you find that is greater than kindness?" I can't think of anything. Can you? The scripture fragment above is taken from a little scene which gives us great insight into the disposition and nature of Jesus. Some children were brought to Christ, no doubt by their parents who wanted them to see this man who had caused such excitement. The disciples tried to intervene. "He's much too busy," one can hear them whispering to an infant holding mother. But Christ reprimands his aides, bids the children come, and gently lays his hands on them. J.B. Phillips, the author of the enormously helpful biblical translation, wrote that the Greek word here suggests that Christ hugged the children, cuddled them even. "Remember," you can almost hear him telling the disciples, "unless you become as a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven." Gentleness is a product of love, and all those who have entered into the fullness of the Spirit have such an abundance of love that they can't contain it. It overflows upon all about them, not in a saccharine or sentimental way, but in an open, honest, natural way that refreshes and uplifts. One of the most delicious fruits of the Spirit is gentleness. Delicious, tender, kind, amiable, mellow, moderate. It gives without asking. It accepts without judging. It loves without expecting anything in return. Lord, give us your gentle spirit that we may witness to the depth of your love.